Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome into this week's edition of Bullring Breakdown. I just want to remind everybody, please like and subscribe on the YouTube page of Podcast Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. I do want to remind everybody this Saturday night, that's the banquet, the Woodhull Raceway banquet. It should be a great time. Looking forward to seeing everybody there. It should be an awesome time. But this week, for the interview, sponsor, first time we're going to have a sponsor. Well, besides, I guess, Terry Pierce here on Bullring Breakdown, we will be joined by Kyle Lowry of Lowry Family Farms. I believe new on board this year, so we'll get to talk to him about that and just kind of everything that his business does. Hopefully it'll be a good plug for his business and it'll work out good for him. But I do want to remind everybody that the interviews here at Bullring Breakdown are brought to you by D&L Disposal, the first call for your waste management needs. They offer regular residential garbage route in Jasper, Truthburg, Woodhull, Addison, and the surrounding areas. Aside from that, they also offer dump trailer service rentals for your bigger needs. They'll drop it off at your location. All you have to do is load it up. They will come and take it away. Give them a call today at 607-382-7609 to get started with D&L Disposal, the premier residential waste management service in the Woodhull area. Well, what do we say? We go ahead and get Kyle Lowry in on this thing and let's get underway. Kyle, how are we doing today? Well, your voice went away now. Oh boy. Kyle, we got you back now?
Yes, sir. Thank you
All right.
much.
Perfect. How are we doing today?
Oh, it's a little bit rainy, but you gotta have that to, have some water in the ground for the winter. So I guess we'll take it. She's been pretty dry, but
Right.
it's a little shame for the kids being a little bit wet and windy for Halloween, but hopefully everybody has a safe Halloween. So
Yeah. I get my first one tomorrow.
That's exciting. That's it. They're all fun, but you'll never forget the first one.
Yeah, I went back and forth because my daughter's only about two and a half, and I said, well, I don't know. And well, we decided we'll just go around to a few people we know and stop into their house and, not we don't have to hit every house on the block, but we get a cute little outfit and have fun.
Exactly. That's what it's all about, family thing. And that's kind of one of the reasons that drew us to racing is, how important families are to us and our core presence in core principles and business. Excuse me.
Right. Where did you so what made you jump into sponsoring at the racetrack? And I know you're on a couple different cars now. What kind of made you decide to do that?
One of the main reasons is because it's such a family-friendly environment. You see multi-generations involved. I feel like agriculture and racing have a lot in common, and there's a lot of crossovers with that. Fathers with sons, mothers with daughters, the wives with husbands. It's one of those things that you live it, breathe it, eat it, sleep it, and that doesn't really change. I feel like that's one of the things, when you look at relationships and stuff in agriculture, if you're farming with your significant other all day, those discussions don't end when you go into house to have dinner. It's probably, I would assume, the same thing with a garage. If you're turning a wrench with a relative, you have an argument or disagreement on a car, that doesn't magically stop when you go in to have your meatloaf.
Right. Yeah, I don't know much about that side of things. I mean, most of the time it's me and my dad turning a wrench, but I can tell you that our arguments continue.
Exact,
Did you
that's how it goes.
so did you how long has your farm been in your family then?
So we've been farming here since 1996,
Okay.
and I took over on main management and stuff about 7 or 8 years ago, and I just recently am in the process of getting the home farm completely, that's bought, and we've just recently moved retail locations. I mean, I started from nothing. I had a couple freezers and a barn, and then I rented a location and did that, and now we're in a brick and mortar right here. One of the things we talk about how things are related together, our address here is 78 Main, which for those that may know, 78 Main was Dave Meshuggah's number for ever on the Orange Blossom. So it's kind of how things always tie together. So we've, and it's one of those things, as you said, another thing that really brought me to racing is I think, the our one of our big target markets is, families. I mean, that's one of our largest, and we want to be in environments that promote, positive family environment. And that's honestly one of the reasons, that we're big fans, that we consider Woodhull our home track. Now, you could say this, we this summer had a chance to go to Outlaw together. We had a great time and watched some great racing. But as you remember me commenting, it's not home. It's not that it wasn't fun. It's a great track, but our home track's the Bullring, and that's what we like.
Yeah, I always said I've been going there since I was a little boy, and it'd be, I don't know, tough to ever see it not be there or go somewhere else, really. So I just give my time. I love giving my time there. I do. I think the racing there is phenomenal. And but you're located right in Savona, right?
78 Main Street, right here on the main drag. The farm's actually right behind. I mean, if you're in our back parking lot, you can see the cows out there grazing. And it's kind of one of those things is, as in the future, we're going to do a lot more things to make the farm accessible, because maybe generations are getting further and further away from agriculture. So the idea of
Absolutely.
being able to bring the kids out and see things, see animals, see the chickens or whatever they like, we think's very important.
Right. I was going to ask you if you're going to have a, well, maybe probably a little too late now, but like a hayride sort of deal or a pumpkin patch or.
And that's something that we've actually been talking about, believe it or not, is in the future doing some things. We actually saw recently there's a farm in Ohio that has a like a lift, a wheelchair lift on their hayride. So, to be able for the ADA folks, so that they can be able to be lifted on a hayride. Because the whole thing is that's a nice part of our new location, is we're very accessible as far as for folks that are, in a wheelchair or have disabilities. So, that's something that we want to be able to be something for everyone. And as I always tell folks, my name's on the label, so I stand behind everything. Because if my name's, your name's got to be worth something, right? So, my whole thing is if you buy it and you're never happy with something, if you're not happy with something, we'll absolutely take care of it because that's what it means to us.
Well, a little known fact here. So we've been having our board meetings. Well, you know this, but we've been having our board meetings, and Kyle was gracious enough to bring I'm trying to remember off the top of my head, hot dogs, sausages, and I think there was pulled pork and brisket, if I remember. And I'll tell you, I would not be worried about putting your name behind it because it was absolutely excellent. We all thank you for doing that. And I don't know how you do it, but it's neat. If you've never seen it before, I urge you to try it because I believe it just comes in. Terry was telling me it's just prepackaged, right? You just throw it in a crock pot and.
Prepackaged. So our pulled pork and our beef brisket is prepackaged. So all you got to do is bring it to temp and bring it 160 degrees and serve it. It's already cooked. It's already got barbecue sauce. You can add whatever finishing sauce you want to it. Whatever flavors you like. But the whole thing is convenience. We're not in a culture right now where one parent is at home and the other's working. We're not really, it's mostly two parents or one parent, out there working and coming home and trying to figure out, well, what the heck are we going to feed these kids for dinner? So the whole thing is trying to make things easy. One of the things that we move a lot of is on the chicken side is our chicken tenders. We have the chicken tenderloins that they're already, to be able to, that smaller pieces, more kid-friendly stuff. We also do marinated chicken. So if you want some lemon garlicious or some teriyaki or some garlic parm, you just slap it in the pan and cook it. We also have dinners such as four cheese lasagna or mac and cheese that are already made up from a company we work with, Stoltz's Kitchen, that you can either use them as a side or your whole meal because we know how busy everybody is. So,
So how
one
did
of
you
the, I guess, our,
go ahead?
I guess one of our and one of our flagship products that I can't ever stress enough is our ham loaf. So everybody likes meatloaf, the traditional meatloaf with ground beef, whatever. So ham loaf is ground pork, smoked ham ends, egg, oatmeal. So we've got some salt and some pepper, and then we got some spices that, if I told you, we couldn't be friends no more because the secret might get out.
Yeah,
But
you'd have to kill
it's
me.
one of those things where you could cook it in the pan, you can fry it, you can do different things. And again, it comes back to, convenience.
Right. How do you come up with all this stuff? Because there's a lot of different things. I guess just especially that, like the ham loaf you were talking about. How do you kind of come up with things? Are you do you just like to cook and you're trying different things here and there whenever you make your own burger or biscuit or whatever, brisket?
To be completely honest, for the folks that know me, I never miss a meal. So that's darn true. But when it comes to, I always have my fingers on the pulse. I'm always having conversations. When I'm able to make it to the track, I really like that because I get to see different groups of people and have those conversations. One of the targets that we probably do the best with is our 35 to 44 women. So I'm very anxious to find out what their wants and needs and, their thoughts are. We deal with a very broad audience. Like this summer in particular, we get a lot of traffic from Niagara Falls, New York City. So we get a lot of Europeans. It's produce season, things going on like that. We're also very proud that we are a retailer, a farm market that accepts EBT. So, as far as working with families that are taking part in the SNAP program, so we have a very broad range of things. And I always joke about, remember an Old Country Buffet was a thing, right?
Yeah, vaguely, but
When
yeah.
you go to Old Country Buffet, you wouldn't eat everything. You might eat, two helpings of ham and skip the beef this time because you wanted something else. And I feel like that's a little bit like what we try to offer is, there are some people who prefer one protein or another. I'm very big on, promoting pork. I like to put my pork hat on. One of the reasons why comes down to structure fits function. A group of feeder pigs for me that were born in July will be, ham in January. The calf that was born this summer will be harvested in 2027. So it's one of those things, looking at the resources that you have and being able to try to curtail that to your population.
Right. So you guys, so you've got your own, you got your own cattle, your own pigs, you make all that stuff in-house.
We work with some local processors, and that's something, that we've been, other farmers and myself, we've been trying to talk with some of our elected officials in Albany about trying to increase the level of processing, because that can kind of be a bottleneck. Some processors now are booking into mid to late spring
Now,
already, so that can be a challenge.
you mean like more processors or just
Yeah. We'd love to have, and that's the whole thing. As this market, we absolutely aren't the only folks. Good friends of mine, buddy Mike Trapler, they've got a farm, painters. I don't want to start naming off folks because then I'll miss somebody. So I apologize for that. But there's a lot of really good folks in our community that do exactly what I'm doing. And if you don't have time to come see us, go see them. I'm a very strong believer that, it's not a this or that. Like if you win, it doesn't mean I have to lose. If we broaden the conversation, we can both win.
Right. Well, and I think every farmer would agree that farming is in need of help sometimes too. So, not killing each other is a good way to do it too.
And exactly, saying what sets you apart, saying what's different for you. One of the things with our cattle is, everybody's on pasture. We also do feed, so we're able to get that marble, and everybody grows well. Same with the hogs. The hogs can get out of the barn and then come in and eat as much feed as they want and lay in the hay and be hogs. Chickens are let out every day. We're not really big on total tight confinement. So we also, a lot of folks ask us about antibiotics and hormones and mRNA and all these vaccines. And we on our farm, We don't do that. And the reason why we don't do that is because of the level of nutrition that we operate, the vitamins and minerals and things like that. We get a lot of our products from Country Crossroads there in Addison, to be able to build up the plane of nutrition that, we don't have a lot of sickness.
Right.
One of our favorite times to calve, and everybody thinks I'm crazy, is I like to calve in the wintertime. The reason why I like to calve in the wintertime, there's two things you don't have. You don't have flies, you don't have mud. Both flies and mud can be difficult, on baby calves and stuff like that. We put round bales, are always in the feeder, but we'll also take some selected bales and we'll just set them out in the pasture and kind of shake them a little bit. And then they kind of will bed right down.
Right. So do you so I guess I want to go back there for somebody that isn't too educated on the agricultural field. So yours is almost, I don't want to say free range, but you let them out and they just kind of do whatever. I mean, this is because what I'm.
Everybody's out on pasture all the time. We have a barn and we have running sheds, but they'd rather be in the tree line.
Right.
They'd rather be in the hedgerow. They want to be out there. We have a fair amount of Angus genetics, as well as Charolais genetics. So what that kind of makes is that like smoky color you could kind of
Yep.
think of, that like whitish brownish color. They're a little bit more heat tolerant. They like to be on the pasture. We get the quality, with the Angus genetics. We also get the growth with the Charolais genetics. And then you'll see a lot of our mama cows. Our base is actually, we have a fair amount of polled Herefords, and there's just really maternal. They're really good mamas because, at the end of the day, you can't grow a good calf without mom. That's where they're getting their milk supply from. That's kind of where they're learning the ropes, how things go in the pasture and whatnot. So,
Right. So I guess what I don't know what I want to say here. Because I know that the big thing with the farming and a lot of people, I think everybody complains about it, but then at the end of the day they go to Wegmans. Is pretty much the big factory farm, and I just wanted to.
funny joke about that is the fact that you can man, like I don't call them out directly, W Mart, those guys, they screwed this up, da da da, in the morning, and then you see them later on today. Hey, what'd you do today? Oh, they went to W Mart and got stuff. Like, the whole thing that I always look at is, which I don't necessarily think this is a bad thing, but I feel like local a lot of times is held to a higher standard than a big box grocery.
Right.
And if you look at it for someone like me, price-wise, we absolutely compete, because I'm in charge of the pricing. So I can tell you, if you committed, you say, hey, well, this is cheaper at so and so, I could, I don't call people out, but I kind of go, oh, really?
Right.
Because I check what so and so's price is every week.
Right.
So I know what it is. And we try to be, we're never going to, if I always joke about the fact that, I really wish I could feed the world completely. And I wish it didn't have to be about the money.
I
But
know.
as folks know, tomorrow's last day, pay your school taxes. For some of us, that our whole farm's in the village. So I also have village taxes. The fact that I'm a nice guy and have really good prices, they don't care. They want the
Right.
money. So the whole thing is trying to have a balance, having products you can trust at a price you can afford with a name that is going to stand behind it. So if you ever do have an issue, that's one of the things that I guess I always try to be is I try to be the kindest because you don't know what people are going through. You don't know what's going on in their life. So, you want to leave the best impression that you can, regardless if it makes you any money or not.
Right.
Because sometimes the interaction you have today, the question you answer today, you may not see any sort of retail benefit from that for 6, 8 months
Right.
or never. But it's having those conversations and being in those places.
Yep. And I always said too that people are more, well, at least I tend to go this way, that they want to give money to guys like you, your local diner. That's family-owned diner, rather than like Burger King. That's just at least around this area, I think people want to do that. Now, whether they do or not, I don't know, but because I know personally, I wouldn't mind paying a little bit more to go to some family-owned diner where I'm going to help out that person rather than go to McDonald's or,
And it's like anything, you know, I look at it like this in my head, like I have, you know, Dad's barbershop right across the street. That's where I go to get a haircut. You know, I go to Country Crossroads. Like I can list on Larry Romance and Sons where I do business on my tractor stuff. Like I'm very habitual on the way I do things. And I think that there are other people that do that as well. For better or worse, you know, sometimes it's hard to make a change for somebody like us because you're so used to going to, you know, the big box on the way home from, you know, working your 3 to 11. So, you know, which actually ties right into a big announcement that I can make. And this will be, yeah, this is exciting. So if you were to get on to choplocal.com, that is an online marketplace for farmers like us. So our tentative launch date is 11/14. So like November 14th, somewhere around there. So you'll be able to purchase our products, our meats and cheeses and some other select products online, and we can ship it to you. So if you want to send something to Aunt Tessie in Virginia, we can do that. Or you want to send your Uncle Tim steaks in Chicago, we can do that.
Or if you got 3 kids and you don't want to go to Savona and you live in Woodhall,
Yeah, sure could.
you know?
No, sure could. You know, sure could. Because the whole thing at the end of the day is, you know, over $75, there's free shipping. And one of the things, so let's say you wanted to use the online portion, you wanted to use that to be able to put your order in because you work 3 to 11 or 11 to 7 and you're not going to be here. We could, you know, you could get on the online, you could source the pickup option, and I do contactless pickup. You could pick it right in the box out front, and you'll actually save 20% doing an in-store pickup.
Okay.
So
Now is this something that you could order? I'm just trying to think here. So say that you're a family of 4 or 5, could you order
yep.
like a big bulk thing? Would that do
And
would
that's
you?
something that we're and that's something that we're working on. You know, we're going to kind of ease into it a little bit with some smaller packages. And I also want to tell folks, as you just said, you know, convenience is important. So we want to be able to maximize on your convenience, but there'll also be specials, having said that, that'll just be in store.
Sure.
Like a lot of our big packages, which we're known for, you know, you know, if you want to come get, you know, 90, 100 pounds, I'm going to tell you there's going to be a savings if you're going to come here to do it, you know, on certain packages. There's also through ChopLocal, you know, you'll have to watch our social media and things like that, but there's going to be some very serious Black Friday specials. You know, spend so much, get X off, you know, stuff like that. So Black Friday through Cyber Monday, and we're going to work with some of our local companies like Golden Age Cheese. You know, we're going to be trying to put some of our summer sausage and snack sticks and, you know, ring bologna and things like that with some other holiday products,
Yeah. And you
you
know
know,
what
to be
people
able to
love?
get, you know,
You know what people love?
what's that?
Fresh meat for Christmas.
Exact.
Now you
That's
might
what you can
now
get when
people might think
somebody
it's
don't
silly.
know.
People might think it's silly, but I can tell you as a man, and I don't mean to sound sexist or anything, because I'm sure there's women that love it too. But if
Yeah.
somebody gave me a giant freezer full of meat, that's about the happiest you could ever make me.
And here's the best part is you can do gift certificates.
Yeah, that's
You
even
can do
better. I
gift
can pick what I
certificates
want.
for them to use online. They don't. So again, you know, your relatives that live a distance away or somebody that doesn't have transportation or, you know, something like that, you know, they can, you know, you get them a gift certificate. You know, I have no problem, as I said, if somebody, you know, that lives, you know, Canastillo or Greenwood wanted me to drop something in a box through FedEx, you know, that's fine. You know, whatever meets folks' needs, you know, we absolutely, you know, want to do that,
So
you know, because it's important to us.
how'd you get hooked up with that shop local? Is that just something you've been thinking about and
Yeah, well, you know, I was kind of looking around. And just for folks, it's spelled ChopLocal, so like pork chop local. And it's one of those things I was kind of looking around for somebody that fit what ours was. And a lot of online is like, you know, hey, shop at our online store, and it's just us, right? It's just our products. You know, you don't go, you know, you don't go into Jasper Junction and they don't have literally like one like Coke. That's it. They'll have some Pepsi, they'll have some other products. And that's the cool part about this, is there are other farms all through, the United States, that are on here that have different products. If you wanted grass-fed, or you wanted some different lamb than what we offer, or you wanted something different, some Iowa, there's a lot of folks that do a lot with turkey out there. So different turkey tenderloins and things like that that we don't do. You can have the opportunity to, use it, do things that way. So, I guess I always search for stuff that's inclusive. You want to try to include everybody because, as I said, we can all win together.
Well, and that's a big thing, and you never know what you might find on there too, you just take there and shop around. So,
Exactly. And it's the same thing. You come looking for somebody else, you find me. You come looking for me, you find something else. It's the whole thing of wanting to have that conversation. Because if you're not on the platform, there's a 100% chance you're not gonna buy it if you don't have the access to it.
Have you ever thought about doing making like sauces? Do you guys make any like do anything like
So
that,
we
or?
have the license to be eventually. So we're going to, one of the things that we'll eventually be doing is breaking down a lot of our own produce. As far as for next year, like doing a lot of, like chili sauce and salsas and stuff with our own produce, or even just squash, like, cooking up a butternut squash, and you can just buy a bag of squash, for your dinner, for your Thanksgiving or whatever. Because it kind of comes down to convenience. I think we're also going to do a little bit going into like next racing slash lake season, as far as doing up some sides, so you could just like pop in and grab some macaroni salad and pop out, or pop in and grab some pasta salad and hit the road,
So like just a little to-go container of salad.
And it's the same thing with our snack sticks. You come in, it's a little bit over half a pound of snack sticks. We have about 10 or 12 different flavors. We offer three different companies worth of cheese curd. So right now I've got like 25 different kinds of cheese curd, Golden Age, Stolz's Family Dairy, and Thousand Island River Rat cheese. Block cheese, there's over 50 kinds of block cheese. So, it's one of those things of trying to be more accessible, to everybody.
You were talking about your snack sticks. I want to go back to that for a quick second because I believe you all, I forgot to mention that, but you also gave us some of that. I believe it was pineapple teriyaki.
Sure
That,
did.
and boy, is that different than anything I've ever had in my life. Was that made by you guys, or is that a different
So with our processor, they made those for us, and they do a really good job. And
Absolutely.
every flavor, one of the biggest things that started to become really popular, and that when we did Dollar Hot Dog Night, there at the track, is our hot dogs. So what makes so popular is the fact that a lot of people like jalapeno. I swear I could like tape a jalapeno to a steak and people would buy it because there's a jalapeno on it.
I'm
So
one of them.
we do a jalapeno cheddar beef hot dog. We do a jalapeno cheddar pork hot dog. And just to be clear to everybody that had those hot dogs at the track, they were absolutely 100% pork. I got a lot of people arguing that telling me that that's the best beef hot dog they've ever had. And oh, that's great, but I could tell you it was 100% pork. And the reason why I think, people kind of had that impression of it is because not a lot of folks do pure pork products. And that's something because I can readily produce it. I prefer to do things with pork because, pork is also, read between the lines of what I'm saying. If it takes me, if my turn's quicker, the price would be what?
Cheaper.
Less. Yeah, more economical, more affordable.
Well,
So,
that's just really that's just economics basics right there. If you can get something and it only takes you what'd you say, a few months to 6 months to get pork, then that's a lot easier than waiting 3 years for beef.
exactly.
I mean, that's just, even I could do that math. I don't know nothing about farming, but I can do that, except for to slow down and wave at the farmer on the side of the road. Other than that,
Yeah, and that's the thing. And I'm actually glad you mentioned that with the time changing. It's always good to remind folks, especially on days where you might not have a lot of visibility, that morning fog or whatever, kind of how things have been going. You gotta kind of watch out for them tractors and vehicles. And also, for goodness sake, watch out for the darn deer, the rut's coming. We don't want to have people having wrecks, so just be careful out there.
Right. Do you get into any venison, speaking of deer, or do you just
So I'm glad you brought that up. So we're big on, I probably right now have like 100 pounds of pork fat on hand at any given time. So, if you're looking for fat to add to your venison or your ground pork or whole, some folks like to grind whole pork belly. I have those in stock all the time. If you're looking for something to add to it, we try to do that. Something that I always joked about with having it is you can kind of see I got this white patch here. My uncle, in his 80s now, has this big, huge white beard. And I always thought, mine will eventually be pure white, not gray, pure white. And he was the Santa Claus. His picture's on the wall at the Applebee's in Gang Mills. He was the Santa Claus in Centerway Square for years. And what I always wanted to eventually get to the point is doing a big Christmas, like I'm talking with like the reindeer and everything, so you could like bring your kids out and do that. So someday maybe we'll get there. But the whole thing is trying to, as I said, it always comes back to that positive experience. We have our ice cream cooler sitting right next to me. We do a lot with Hershey's ice cream and a lot with like your jarred stuff, like your pickled eggs and stuff. You would be shocked to give out the amount of plastic forks and spoons we give out. Like you have like a truck driver, somebody going by, will whip in, get some snack sticks and some pickled eggs. We'll hand him a fork and he's back on the road. That's one of the reasons why we sell Reading Soda Works. So those are like the old glass bottle sodas. They're like a buck and a half, something like that. They're not really expensive, but it's the idea you can grab a cold drink, grab something to eat, and get right back to doing what you're doing.
Right. And I do want to mention too that we've talked a lot about beef or meat, but you got a whole bunch of stuff. Like you were saying, you got the eggs and you got
Thing,
the
your jams, your jellies, your chips, all your honey and salsa, jarred goods. We pretty much have everything for taco night, and a lot of different marinades and barbecue sauces and things like that to really help your crock pot meals.
I have a. Do you have any jalapeno jelly?
Yes, I'm actually looking at it right now across the counter, I believe. That's something that is pretty popular.
I'll tell you one
Yeah, I
thing,
think
I've
that's
been
over
looking
there.
for
Yep.
it.
Awesome.
So I'll have to stop in and visit you someday in Savona and get
yeah,
myself
yeah,
some.
yeah. Well, we'll have to have so absolutely, and that's the thing that we always like for folks to do is it's super simple. It's 607-583-1005. And always I recommend folks is if you're swinging through something, it never hurts to call ahead. Because if
Definitely.
you're like, oh, hey, I'm going to be running over so and so in the next week or two to pick up a part for this or a thing for the kids or whatever, we could have it ready for you or we could have it around or, because the one thing I absolutely hate is somebody to show up and be like, hey, I want this. And all the things that they want will be things that at that exact moment in time, I do not have. And then we're like, oh, darn, this is your first time coming here and I'm striking out for you. So, that's something that we absolutely want to have everybody have a good experience.
Well, I can tell you the problem I'll have is I'll go there and I've never been inside your store. I've seen pictures on Facebook,
Yep.
and I could tell you right now that I would go in there looking for jalapeno jelly, and I would look at 100 different things, fill a cart up, walk out of there, spend a bunch of money, and never even buy the jalapeno jelly I went in there for.
And it's funny that you mention that because what I like to provide if folks, let me know a little bit ahead of time, because sometimes I'm bouncing between the farm and here and wherever all else is, we can set up a time and I can go over something that I like to do with folks, is if you come to me, we do packages every month. I do monthly specials. I absolutely do. But what folks will do is they'll say, hey, I want this, but can we change these four things? And my answer is, well, you don't really want that then. So let's make you exactly what you do want. So let's just use a $200 budget, okay? So what I would do is we'd start out, I'd write 200 on a piece of paper, and I'd say, hey, Joe, like, what do you want the most of? And you pick that out, we'll weigh it. We'll get the weight down and we'll subtract it off our budget. So as you go down in your importance, you know exactly to the dollar that you have left, because we don't want anybody ever to get home and to look at their receipt and go, gosh darn it. Like, man, we want everybody to feel good about it. I'd rather see you in 2 weeks than have you buy enough for a year,
Yeah, I'm sure you would, but so one thing that I do want to ask you before we get out of here is not only have you sponsored the racetrack, you've sponsored a ton of things at the racetrack this year. You also jumped over to sponsoring a few drivers. Now, the one question that I want to know is if you're the first sponsor, I guess what do you look for in a driver that you want to sponsor? So if you had, if so say that a young kid's listening to this, and I believe you sponsor Marshall, right?
Yeah, sure do.
So a
Actually,
young
I got it on today. We're rocking it. Yeah.
So if a young kid like Marshall listens to this and they say, boy, I need help with sponsors. What can I do? How can I make, what do they need to do to tell you, I guess, what do you look for in a driver when they say
So,
they.
what we like personally, and I think it varies for everybody, some people, I think at the end of the day, everybody would like to be in victory lane. But I think sometimes it's about more than that. It's about the relationship. Like for example, we want to be with people, and which we have Marshall and we have Brian Doolittle, run the big modified there, that they do things the right way. Marshall's learning. A lot of issues that Marshall may have on the track are because he's learning and he's getting better.
I'll tell you, going on that, I don't know. I think you picked a perfect driver for that, and I know almost every modified driver will agree that Brian Doolittle is probably one of the most upstanding drivers that you could pick. So,
And we have spot, and that's the thing. There were some folks in the past that we've worked with, that were phenomenal. And it's one of those things we really want to get, tied to folks that fit with what we're about. And the whole thing is, we want good sportsmanship. We want, and that's what I would say is everybody, every young driver or old driver alike, you have your values, and make sure that the sponsor that you seek out shares them. Because if not, one of you are going to be very disappointed. At the end of the season, somebody's not going to be happy. If you're, if from a sponsor standpoint too, you have to understand that if you're sponsoring a younger driver, somebody with maybe not as much experience, you may not be in victory lane as much, or different thing. So sometimes it comes down to, personal achievements, and
Well,
it.
and I always figured, I'm not a business owner, but I always figured that people would rather support you if you're an upstanding person and you don't win than sponsor the guy that wins all the time, but he's a complete a-hole.
Well,
Just.
and that's the thing, and we're always looking further out. As you said, we're working with two drivers right now. The door's never closed on opportunities with us, that fit going forward. Because that's something that we always, we're very involved in the racing community. For example, we'd love to work with some folks if you want to do raffles for your race parties. Hey, we can work something out. Different things like that. We definitely want to help. And what I would also say too, I would challenge, especially the younger drivers, is try to be creative. Like, if you see a sponsor on seven or eight cars, maybe you ought to try to figure out, go your own path. Try somebody slightly different. Try to go a different direction. Because with us, with small family-owned businesses, our resources aren't inexhaustible, and we kind of spread it out, look at your community, and think of where you do business. So if it's a car garage, if it's a construction company, who did your roof? Who did your parents' roof? Who did your uncle's roof? Like, talk to them. Start, because people do business, like the Bryans. do business with me. We do stuff together. I've gotten business off my relationship, with Brian Doolittle. Folks who come in knowing that we work together because of him.
Why don't you tell that story?
So,
Because I think it's a cool story. You got to share it. Brian would be happy if you listened.
okay, all right, I'll put it out there. So today we had Mr. Wally Wade, came out to the market, and I just kind of got there by my mother told me, that Wally was down back, so I went down and spoke with him for a minute, and he'd initially see my logo, on the side of Brian's car, and he kind of was joking with me a little bit, that's kind of one that he's tapped into a couple times, and decided to come out and see us. And that's great. And that's, honestly, 100%. If you see those sponsors on those race cars, and just gave, let's say, two or three of them a chance in the off season, because things are slowing down. There's less tourism, there's less stuff. Folks, we need you as much as you need us. So you want us to sponsor T-balls and this basketball and so and so has a medical illness and they're having a benefit to Legion. We love to do that. But speaking, on behalf of everybody, it's a whole lot easier for us to do that when you're actively coming and seeing us. We know who you are. Because it's always difficult, and we do a lot of that kind of stuff, fundraisers and benefits and donations for different causes. But it's always difficult for me when they say, so and so, and I kind of look and I go, who? It's kind of one of those. It's kind of one of those things. And one of the things that I'll also say, the drivers, especially the guys that are coming up through, is don't forget that even when you think nobody's watching, especially when you have a family track, there could be some little like 5-year-old kid that sees you do something really great or not so great. So remember, it's just the same thing as when people watch stuff on the TV there, World Series is going on and stuff like that. Like you guys are, our local version of, you're our stars. So
That was the biggest thing that I've always said is sometimes, and I get it. I can't say that every demolition derby I've run, go ask Kenny Peoples. He got out of the or he was at the derby and saw me yell at an official. He saw it happen. And but looking back, you are right. That is the thing is, you got to remember the kids are looking at you and you're a hero. You don't they can
right
watch
there.
this stuff on TV. But most of the time, they're never going to meet them. You could go to a racetrack. You could meet Brian Doolittle, Teddy Morseman, Kenny Peoples. That's easy. And that, it makes it look attainable.
Well, and that's the whole thing about it. You got, as you mentioned, somebody like Kenny Peoples there, Junior, he does a great job. And if you ask him if he's 100% perfect all the time, as far as his temper, what he says or does, he'd probably tell you no. But he's always working on that, and he betters himself, and that's, why he's a class act. Same with Brandon Conklin. There were some times this season where he'd have some vehicle issues, and then after the feature's over, he's out there spinning around trying to figure it out.
And sometimes I do think that, and I get it, guys have so much money and time spent into these cars, and that sometimes we forget we do it for fun. It's all supposed to be fun. You're supposed to go there and have a good time, and but I do get it because it is a lot of time and money, and that's something that I hope to open up to all the drivers is that people or to all the fans is that these drivers really do spend so much time just to put in the effort to be able to race, and so I guess what's that? Did you say something?
No, sure
Oh,
didn't.
I'm sorry. I guess I do just want to touch back on your farm here. What are your guys' hours? Do you guys have set hours for that?
So we're 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, or excuse me, 9 to 6 Monday through Friday, and 9 to 5 on the weekends. We're only closed Christmas Day and Easter Sunday. So all the other days we pretty much have some sort of something going on. If you need to catch something Thanksgiving in the morning, or we can usually, do things like that. We're taking, prime rib pre-orders now, things like that. And if you ever have a question on pricing or something like that, as I said, 607-583-1005, give us a call, and we'd glad to work with you. And is it, you know, choplocal.com? You know, there's going to be some links on our socials there later on when that's up and going, so we can get some products, you know, shipped out to you. You know, we're going to try to also be doing some sampling events and some things. You know, Nikki, Terry, and myself have some food things we're working on for next season too. So, you know, at the track, you know, we've got some fun things. There may be another dollar hot dog night in the future, folks. So, you know.
Yeah, you know, we're just, and I think too, you know, try different things to try to get people back to the racetrack, because just, you know, things are expensive, you know, that's
And
so.
especially with other tracks closing their doors, you know, with like McKean and things like that, you know, the community is getting a little bit smaller on where they have to go. So, you know, we're blessed in the fact that, you know, we have several tracks, you know, not too far with obviously the Bouring and, you know, Outlaw and Legends isn't that far. You know, we're kind of blessed in the area that we're in.
Yeah, I know I'm pretty lucky. For a while there, if I drove an hour and a half, I could get to six different racetracks. I think I could get to in an hour and a half. You know, that's
Oh, that's
pretty
awesome.
you know, that's pretty lucky, because there's some people that drive an hour and a half just to go to the races, so.
No, that's for the, that you know, that's, and that's the biggest thing, you know, is I'm traveling on Fridays, or, you know, even on Saturdays, you know, in the early afternoons, you'll see car haulers on their way that way. So, you
Do
know,
you
or sometimes, what were we gonna say?
I was just going to ask you if you get to go to the race as much with the shop open.
We try to. Saturdays are usually pretty big days for us, you know, and by 5 or 6 o'clock, we're usually pretty, you know, it's a getting pretty worn down. We do a lot of mobile markets in the summer too. This year was kind of on Wednesdays all summer. We were in some different spots. But we try to get out as much as we can, you know, and that's the thing, you know. We also, you know, we want to try to catch as much racing as we can, and see everybody and all that kind of stuff. Because as you said, the amount of work that people put in when nobody's paying attention, you know, it's kind of nice to be able to give them their flowers,
Well,
you
you
know, when
know,
folks are.
that goes the same for you too. I know that probably a lot of people do know, but farmers are pretty underappreciated. You know.
And we always love to hear that. And I think the whole thing is I'm one of those type of folks that I don't ever want to, you know, sit here and have people see me bleed. Sometimes what frustrates me more than anything is I feel like they'll have the person on the TV that the news will interview and talk about how hard and horrible things are. But I'll say, as a farmer, whether they want to talk about it or not, we're eternal optimists. Because we base a lot of things on income, of things that aren't guaranteed to happen. We don't know if it's going to rain or not. We don't know, is this heifer going to grow? Is this, you know, cow going to breed? You know, is like what's going to happen? I can't always tell you what the yield percentage on a carcass is going to be, which that means the amount of meat that's on the carcass once you get the hide and everything off it. You know, I don't necessarily know those things. We just do them and hope for the best. You know, and just my thing is to be positive. I know there's a lot of folks that, producer wise, that have become very upset, you know, with our current presidential administration about things about bringing in beef from other countries, you know, things like that. You know, because, you know, right now we've kind of had them all. You know, if you've seen the last couple of years, you've had a lot of droughts. You know, you've had a lot of snowstorms and things in the Midwest. You know, the herd sizes are smaller. Also, when I go to a meeting, there are way more people over 65 than there are under 40. This isn't an occupation that everybody's diving into. So you're going to notice some things. And at the end of the day, you know, what I would say, if anybody has any issues or questions about, you know, food supply, is come see somebody like myself, or, you know, a local farmer, and have those conversations. You know,
Yeah,
however we can
definitely.
help, you know, we'd love to do that. That's the whole point.
Well, you know, and it's It just seems like it's so hard these days. I know my work, it's a pretty, they do strawberries. So the past, this year was pretty good, I guess, but the past 2 years with the frost coming in May, it just crushes their strawberries and it puts a hurting on. So that goes back to what you say about, hey, you never really know how this stuff's going to turn out.
No, you have no idea. There was an apple grower that I talked to earlier in the year that he said, man, I asked him how his crop was, and he said, oh, it was great till about a week ago. And I said, why about a week ago? This was right before harvest. And he goes, we had that micro burst of hail. He has this orchard near Rochester, had a micro burst of hail. We lost 80% of our apples. They now have hail damage. Like you don't necessarily know, but I love the fact that we're in a country that we have so much freedom and the power of choice. If you want to buy my beef, you can. You want to buy a Mexico beef at Save-A-Lot, you can sure do that. And our country tries to have standards that food is safe and whatever across the board, regardless where it came from. I'm never going to sit down and bad talk somebody from another country because I don't know them. They could be a great farmer and do a great job. I don't know them. I'll just sit here and talk about how good a job we do and how hard we try to work at getting better. Because I think the whole thing, as you said in our conversation earlier, is focusing on always being innovative. Because at the end of the day, when someone, not that I have any interest in doing this, but when you take a business, sometimes people buy businesses based on the ideas. You'll see sometimes people will buy so-and-so's garage because they've become synonymous with quality. They don't change the name, they keep it so-and-so's garage because you build a brand and a following, that people want to be part of. Right now, we're blessed with the fact that we have a little over 24,000 people that follow us on social media. So if you're not one of those folks on Facebook, you need to check us out,
That's
Lowry Family Farms on Facebook, because that's where you're going to see a lot of these specials.
And just so you know, if you ever want something shared, you let me know, because we got a few more people on the Woodhull page and we can share it out for sure. I just some and I
Absolutely.
try to do it for all the sponsors, but a lot of times I just don't see them. So then if I don't see them, I can't share them. But if you got something that you really want shared, anytime you just reach out and say, hey, can you pop over to this page and share it for me? And I'd be happy to do that. That goes for every sponsor that listens,
No,
Just,
absolutely.
and like you said, my mechanic, he did that. He took over Huberta Service Station and kept the name. And that's my mechanic, is Kyle Mullen. So
Yeah, I went by there today when I was out there doing a delivery, and he was busy, and that's the whole thing that I also say to folks. We don't have a huge floor layout here at the market. It's not a huge building. If I kind of spun you, whoop, if I kind of spin you a little bit, you can kind of see the retail. Like we don't have a huge area. And so I say that to say, like don't, sometimes it gets a little bit busy in here, but we want to give everybody the level of service that they deserve. Because I don't care if you spend $1, $100, $1,000, I want you to come see us. So, and that's the whole thing is trying to always set the expectation. If you call me, if it's 5 of 5 and you want to come in and get a $600 order for the month with your EBT, we would love for you to do that. But as you're coming from a half hour away, we would love it if you would call us a little bit ahead. I live right down back, folks. I have the key. So I can come, and a lot of other small businesses I know are also, they try to be as accommodating, as we can be. If you reach out on social media, I'm gonna be the one that responds to you. Like I'm be the one that's gonna give that feedback. And we don't have a big, huge staff or it's not anything like that.
Well, and I can
We
tell you
just
too that the small family-owned companies are the ones that they want to keep you coming back because they need the money. I don't mean to put the bottom line to be the dollar, but at the end of the day, like you said earlier, everybody makes a living and they don't have the money or the you guys can't rely on the big you know what I'm saying. You can't rely on, you're not Walmart, you need
No,
you need to
that's the
make people
thing,
happy. And
and for the young folks, not necessarily even folks that are getting into driving, but just folks that are trying, high school students or whatever, please look at trades. Because at the end of the day, somebody has to fix that furnace. Somebody has to, install the cable for your internet, work on your car, do these things. Someone needs to do that. You only need so many influencers. I have this expression, and we kind of wrap things around with the fact that hard times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make hard times. So we want to be able to, use the younger generation, because I always have a thing around here that, who's going to pay these taxes? If people don't want to live in our community, and that, we have to have people want to live here, and that's to what? Jobs, something to do, go watch good race, things like that. Those things are important to be able to keep in our rural communities, keep people around here and, wanting to stay in New York State.
Right, and keep businesses around too.
Absolutely.
That's the other thing too, is there's a lot of businesses that close down, a lot of good businesses that close down, and it's nice to be able to go to you and get homegrown meat. It's nice to be able to, I mean, whenever I have a problem with my car, I message Kyle on Facebook. It's nice to have that relationship with people, and that's where you build it. You're never going to get that probably from somewhere else,
And people do business with friends, right? Like, so I was out today. I have a customer of mine who doesn't have an automobile. So I took their order to them over in Whitesville. They ordered a large order, for about 4 or 5 months worth. So I took it over to them. On the way back, I grabbed a pizza at Jasper Junction and went to Southern Tier Customs while Terry and Isaac were working on a trophy. So we had pizza. I do a lot of business with Terry because Terry's a friend of mine. Terry does business with me because we're friends, and that's the whole thing. If you look at it that way, make your purchasing thing with the purchasing decisions you make, kind of look at it through that lens. Do you think that the W Mart Corporation really cares about Joe Cook? Well, I think the thing is your purchase with, as you said, Hubertus or wherever, like, means more to them than it does to necessarily Monroe Buffler. Like,
I agree with that. And I don't know. I've always been raised that way too, that we, if when I ever since I was a kid, if we went out to if we went on vacation, we weren't going to eat at Olive Garden. We were going to eat at that little diner that sometimes had a cobweb in the corner.
guess where we're going on a double date this weekend. We're actually going to go over and try the Rusted Nut. Never been
Really?
there. I
Me
heard a lot of
neither.
good things about it, so we're gonna go over and check that out. Kind of see, maybe stop at the Boosted Elkhorn on the way back. So,
Yeah, that's what I always tell people, is we support people that support racing, because without you guys, we wouldn't be able to do it. And I think every driver will say without the sponsors, they wouldn't be able to do it. So, we need all the help we can get. And so, but on that note, Kyle, I guess I'm all done. We've been going for quite a while now. You got anything that you just want people to know? I'll have you back on sometime, and we could talk about other stuff that you got going on in maybe a few months or whatever. But anything you want to get out right now?
that would be great. I think the only thing is, as they said, is with holiday times coming, don't forget those gift cards and gift certificates. I know that there's a lot of unrest that people have had recently over, with the government shutdown and EBT and things like where the SNAP program is and things like that. As a retailer, I'll come out there and say, hey, we'll work with you. We don't want anybody going without. So if we need to have a conversation, we can do that. And you'll find that a business my size is willing to do that. Corporations can't do that. We want to be able to help people because we mean it. It's one thing for people to say, hey, do this. It's another thing to walk it that way. And that's how, that's how we do. As they say, I may not be the smartest or the best in my field, but we truly try to be the kindest, and we try to do things the right way. And as they said, with our race, that we also do a lot of sponsoring with the sports. So we do a lot with the Heveling Rams, and through the radio, they're WVIN.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually going to be a radio sponsor this year for St. Bonaventure basketball
Cool.
for the men. So kind of broaden our audience out a little bit for you, for folks out in Olean, with the shipping here coming. That's something that's a little bit exciting. And, we look forward to maybe coming out and talking to you guys again after the first of the year sometime.
You
Maybe
know
we'll get
what's
that Valentine's Day steak special for you.
You know what's really cool about that too, Kyle, is that they get kids from all over the state and different states even on that team. So if you never know, somebody pops in and they just hear it on the radio.
Well, and that's the thing. You never know, with the interaction, you never know the person. It's not what you know, sometimes it's who you know. And to be able to figure out anything. So my whole thing is having as many conversations as you can with people you don't know. For Halloween last weekend, we had an opportunity. There's a bar up by Lamoka Lake that the Cavaleros own called The Lost and Found. I hadn't actually been there an evening in a long time, and it was kind of interesting to go into a place where I literally knew no one, like zero people. So, and to be able to have conversations and make new friends. And I think that's a cool part about racing. When you're at the track, introduce yourself to the people around you, because you might be able to find a new mechanic or do this or do that or new friend, might meet somebody that you didn't know.
That's what I always tell people. If they say they want to work on a race car, I always say, just go ask. I said, 90% of these guys in the pit area, they don't have a lot of crew. If you're a young kid and you just want to learn, they'll teach you. They'll put you to work. Whether and I know, look at Austin Allen. I don't know how well you know him, but he got started grinding tires, And it. So if you're a young kid and you want to help, just go ask.
It's the other thing too is sometimes, when you think of sponsorship, like what does that look like? Is it necessarily always money? It could be time, it could be resources, it could be, hey, we're gonna keep, food and drink stocked in your fridge while you're working on a race car all winter. It could be, there's a multitude of things that it could be, because at the end of the day, it's not always dollars and cents how relationships come together.
Well, like I said too, you get the advertising from the racetrack, but then you take it upon yourself to do more. You knew we had a meeting, so you just dropped off a bunch of food, said, "Hey, here you go," and it's absolutely excellent. I will put it up with any pulled pork or any brisket that I've had from anywhere else. So,
And we can, and just, and we appreciate you bringing that up. And I'm glad you did at the end here, because folks, if you're looking for a product like that, let's say you're having a graduation party or a wedding or a, what a divorce party. I don't know what you're doing. What kind of party you're having in your life? What you got
Christmas.
going on? Christmas. We can do that in a 2.5 pound or 2.5 gallon tub.
Oh, really?
So yeah, I could make you as much as you want. Like,
Okay.
there is no limit on how much we can do with anything. If you want something a certain way, it's the same thing with seasoning. If you came to me and you said, "Hey, I want X," and you're willing, I want steaks 2 inches thick, and you're willing, and you want to buy a whole loin's worth, I'll sell it to you. And you don't necessarily, the only thing that I usually ask for one-offs and things like that a lot of times is if you want it and you're gonna, not just come buy one and then never come again, that's a whole thing. We'll stock stuff. We have stuff all the time that we stock for folks. A dill pickle cheese curd. I have a husband and wife couple that I don't know how their stomach must be, but they buy between 6 and 10 half pounds of cheese curd, of the dill pickle cheese curd a week. I don't know if they give it to friends, they got what they're doing with it, but we stock it specifically for them.
Is it good?
Like, yeah, like
I've
we do,
never
like
even
right
heard
now,
of that.
I just brought in a new a seasonal product there. We got mint milk. So we do, I forgot to mention that with our, the old style. If you're used to drinking milk, right? Crack the bulk tank and drink it, that we all our milk's all cream line. So, it's pasteurized, not homogenized. So the cream still rises to the top. So we'll have eggnog here shortly. We'll be getting into our heavy cream as well, half and half. So, we always have it in a little size. If you want to stop in and get a 12-ounce milk, and a sticky bun or something, we've got that. So we do a lot of the different baked goods and things, cake roll.
You're one
It's making
stop
me
shop
fat
for
just talking
everything.
about it, Joe. I'm
Yep.
get literally gaining weight talking to you
You're
about it.
one stop shop to fill up your stomach no matter what you're in the mood for.
Oh,
All
absolutely. Absolutely.
right. Before I let you go here, just phone number, address, and the
Yep.
times you're open one more time.
Sure. So Lowry Family Farms is located here at 78 Main Street in Savona. Parking in both the front and the rear. We're open 9 to 6, Monday through Friday, and 9 to 5, Saturday and Sunday. Phone number 607-583-1005. 1005.
All
And you
right.
can check us out, Lowry Family Farms, on Facebook. And as I said, also check out choplocal.com. And you can get your account all set up. So as soon as we go live, you can just shoot an order in and we'll get you one way or another.
Awesome. Hey, Kyle, I appreciate you hopping on with me here tonight.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. So once again, I do want to remind everybody that the interviews are brought to you by D&L Disposal. They should be your first call for your waste management needs. They offer regular residential garbage route in Jasper, Trusburg, Woodhull, Addison, and the surrounding areas. Aside from that, they also offer dump trailer service rentals for your bigger needs. They'll drop it off at your location. All you have to do is load it up and they'll come and take it away. Give them a call today at 607-382-7609 to get started with D&L Disposal, the premier residential waste management service in the Woodhull area. I want to thank you all for listening. Great conversation there with Kyle, talking about all about Lowry Family Farms and sponsoring the racetrack and race cars and everything that they got over there. Please stop by and see him. Tell him you heard about it from here, and he'll hook you up with whatever you want. Just want to remind everybody, please like and subscribe on the Apple Podcast, Spotify, the YouTube page. And we are at Woodhull Raceway on Facebook and Woodhull Raceway 64 on TikTok. Thank you all for listening. I hope to see everybody at the banquet. And until next week, everybody have a good week.